96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
We will not shy away from the very real fact that we as a city, as a state, as a nation, are struggling with racial issues.
Our answer, all our answer, must be action. Calm, peaceful, collaborative, and determined action.
I'm tired of waking up every morning and seeing the same thing over and over and over again, and no one has any answers.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The bloodshed, the pain, and loss is still fresh on the minds of Americans tonight, and not just because of the massacre in Dallas last night, but also because of the police shooting of black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. More protests are underway across the nation, and tension is high. Omolara Williams-McAllister, co-founder of Black Lives Matter, spoke to us earlier, and we asked her, does the incident in Dallas last night muddy their message?
So part of what happens is we keep doing the work that we've been doing for a really long time. A lot of that work is centered around healing, particularly here in D.C. Like, three of the consistent spaces that we hold weekly are healing spaces. So two of them, one is Black Joy Sunday, which happens every Sunday from 4 to 9, and is a place where people can just come and be joyous and specifically not do work. And then we have our emotional emancipation circles, which are on Wednesday from 6 to 8, which is a place for people to really dig into the various ways that anti-Black racism pervades their life. I think healing is one of them. And the other thing is just being strategic and aware, being a student of history, so looking at past movements, which is how we knew that this would come.
That was Omolara Williams-McAllister, co-founder of Black Lives Matter DC. We're raising questions and seeking answers with our roundtable of experts tonight. Ron Hampton is a retired DC police officer and past executive director of the National Black Police Association. Norman Brooks, he's a DC firefighter, now on administrative leave after posting on social media about racist cops and other provocative comments. Now, he's accompanied by his attorney, civil rights attorney Donald Temple. Also, Dr. Greg Carr, chair of the Afro-American Studies Department here at Howard University. Lines are open. Give us a call. We want to hear from you tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. I want to go straight to Ron Hampton. Ron, in the wake of what has happened last night, as well as what happened in Louisiana and Minnesota, as a veteran black police officer, what do you say to white police officers today?
That they should have cleaned up the act long time ago because this was predictable.
Why do you
say that? Just like the sister from Black Lives Matter. The reason why I say it is this, that we've been talking about police reform for over 40 years. And I can name the documents, you know, the Colonel Report, policing in the 21st century, all the way up to the President's Commission's report. And it's laced with reform ideas, recommendations. And the fact of the matter was is that in the new President's Commission's recommendations, some of those are holdover from the original Colonel Commission recommendations. And so reform hasn't worked. And all we do is see the same thing. And people are tired of seeing, for example, police officers shot and killed. And I'm sorry about that. And that's a life. They're human. That's a life. And feel very personal about their families and stuff. But the fact of the matter is that the guy who killed the police, mm-hmm. he's going to be tried. He's going to be found guilty.
You're not talking about the guy who killed the police officers in Dallas is dead.
He's dead.
Okay.
Well, I'm just talking in general. If someone kills a police officer, shoots a police officer, and he dies, they're going to go to trial. They're going to get arrested. They're going to go to trial. They're going to be found guilty. They're going to go to jail. And in a state like Texas, they're going to get the death penalty.
Well, let me ask Dr. Carr. Dr. Carr, was this predictable in your mind? Not only what happened in Dallas, but also the reports of police officers being targeted in Tennessee, in Georgia, and Missouri today.
Well, of course it was. And I want to agree with Brother Ron. It's good to hear his voice. And
same here, my brother.
And, of course, my friend, Brother Donald Temple. Of course it's predictable. Not only is it predictable, Harold, this is the history of America. I mean, you know, everybody on this conversation remembers Mark Essex in New York, in New Orleans, where, you know, Gil Scott-Heron wrote a song about him, Inner City Blues. You know, and he asked, you know, you ever wonder what made Mark Essex choose to fight the Inner City Blues? And this was a man who they dropped a firebomb on the roof of Howard Johnson back in the 1970s. And he, too, had been a veteran. Michael Xavier Johnson was a United States Army veteran, did a tour of duty in Afghanistan as an Army reservist. But it didn't have to be him. We shouldn't make it about him. Right. This is a situation where Black Lives Matter, which is more concept and hashtag than it is organization, although with all due respect to Sister Omolara, there are individuals out there who are organizing under that concept, is just the latest iteration of us trying to expose this country to its racial past and the things that we still have to combat. And, you know, when you see a brother like Philando Castillo killed in St. Paul basically for being alive, mm-hmm. for Alton Sterling killed in Baton Rouge for no reason at all, right. And then you see people out of all backgrounds trying to elevate these things and talk about these things, when you have one individual who responds as Michael Xavier Johnson responded, then the response to him becomes a critique of people trying to raise these issues.
Well, hold on, Dr. Carr. I need to go to the phone lines and let's hear from our listeners tonight, because we've got a lot of folks on the line and we've got a lot of ground to cover. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're raising questions and looking for answers tonight as we examine the horrific incidents over the past several days. Let's go to Angie. Angie, calling from Columbia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Angie?
Hi, how are you all?
Doing just fine.
You know, this senseless killing to me, yes, it really does have to stop. It doesn't make any sense, but I feel that, you know, it's like you really don't hear too much until it starts with a white shooting at blacks or whatever, but we don't talk enough about the black on blacks. And I feel that it got to start with us, stop killing each other first, and then we work on that.
Okay. Well, Angie, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Norman Brooks, you're a D.C. firefighter. You're on administrative leave for some provocative social media posts, extensive social media posting. Without going into depth, at one point you were talking about the shootings in Louisiana, and you made a comment about pigs, and I'm assuming you were talking about police officers. And there was another comment made about racist cops. What were you thinking?
Well, I mean, my initial reaction was, it was a horrific event. So, I mean, you know, I'm all about people receiving proper justice. Mm-hmm. And that just hasn't been the case. So, you know, it just kind of caught me, and it was a reaction. But, you know,
everybody reacted. This was an emotional day. Yesterday, I had a crying jag here in the newsroom because of the black men who were killed at the hands of police. My question, however, is you've been placed on administrative leave because of your posting. And some would say, again, to say the least, they are provocative. Do you see why perhaps the D.C. Fire Department has looked into this? Do you think there perhaps may have been a better way for you to express your anger before you push send?
First of all, I'm completely innocent. I've done nothing wrong. I've not broken any laws. So, to be honest with you, I don't know what the issue is. And just for correction, I'm not on administrative leave. I'm on administrative duties at the time.
What's the difference?
I haven't been placed off work. I'm still reporting to work.
So desk duty?
Basically.
Okay. Thank you. Donald, help me with this. What's your argument for what Norman has posted on social media?
First of all, I think that any American, any human being observing the occurrences in Baton Rouge and on the same time space in St. Paul, seeing not for the first time, not for the second time, not for the fifth time, not for the tenth time, on TV, seeing people shot. I mean, we have to understand where we are and what's really going on. And under the circumstances, the visceral reaction to that when someone is being shot defensively is not something that anybody in any position would not think would be outrageous. And we have to put that in a particular context, pertinent to Norman. Norman's reactions were his personal reactions. And we happen to be in a country where people celebrate the First Amendment to the Constitution.
But let me say this. Okay. I'm not necessarily speaking even about the letter of the law, because he said he hasn't broken any laws per se. But I'm talking about the spirit of the law, because you are in the company of heroes. That's what your job is. You run into buildings. You save people. You put out fires. Okay, but there are many times, as we have seen even recently in Prince George's County, where firefighters have been shot at, and then and you guys have hoses. You don't have guns. There are police officers that often attend emergencies with you. Do you understand that perhaps that may give them pause?
Well, I want to say this. I do not have any problem with any police officers. I have family members that are police officers. I have longtime friends I've known for more than 20 years that are police officers. So let's get that clear. Mm-hmm. I have no issue with police officers. I have issue with racism. That's point blank. I mean, you can't shoot a guy six times in the chest an innocent man six times in the chest and be considered a police officer. You are a criminal at this point.
Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. James, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, James?
Yeah, I'm just calling. I'm a D.C. firefighter as well.
Mm-hmm.
The brother's a firefighter. I just want to tell you, be strong. You have a lot of African-American members who support you. Although, based on some of our policies department, we can't be vocal enough. I respect what you did. And although you had a right to your opinion, maybe some of them I may agree with, I may not agree with, but we as African Americans, we are targets every day, even within the fire department. As black men, every day we're beat up and just so many things that are against us. So I feel your pain. I want you to know that, you know, I understand what you meant. You do have a right of freedom of speech, and, you know, okay. I'm definitely supporting you.
Well, James, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7816. 202-319-7816. Let's quickly go to Steve. Steve, you've got 30 seconds. What's on your mind? Steve, go right ahead. 30 seconds.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I just want to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, please. Quickly. Go ahead.
All right. Yes. The culture of policing is the problem here. And we have to address the culture of policing and understand that the origin of sheriffing in America was based upon that person being in the KKK. So this is not a new phenomenon. This is not a new ideal, even though we have people of color that are there. They are trained with that culture of lack of respect. They're trained to premeditatedly kill and not disarm.
Okay. I got to let you go, Steve, because I've got to take a break. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are seeking answers, raising questions tonight about healing in the aftermath of the situation in Dallas, Texas, Louisiana, and Minnesota. Also breaking news, we've just learned that President Obama is going to cut short his European trip. He's coming back to the United States. He plans on visiting Dallas next week. Hold on, Dr. Carr. I'm going to give you a chance. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Will. We're going to talk to Aaron. We're going to talk to Gary. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. The house.